This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it is not Wayne Allyn. My name is Lee Elsie, and I tell you, I love that music. I might steal that music. That's fantastic stuff. It's 6 minutes past the hour, broadcasting from as far away as, well, depending upon where you are, depends upon where it's far away, but far away from me, out in Vegas and Reno, and of course, broadcasting in Texas and Minneapolis, and of course, Connecticut, where I am, right smack dab in between Boston and New York City, right in the hub, the absolute, I guess, the ugliness of liberalism. This is the worst state. If you're a conservative, where I live, Connecticut, is probably the worst state in the entire country. We have the worst rated governor. We have the worst infrastructure. We have, well, I mean, we just, it's bad. I mean, it's as liberal as you can get, but we make our way through it every single day. Our number here is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Again, it's an honor to be able to fill in for Wayne Root. He'll be back on Wednesday. This is USA Radio, the USA Radio Network, War Now. And again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can always email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. So we earlier on in the night, we had a gentleman call up from Las Vegas, as a matter of fact. And he was talking about how he lost his kids in a divorce settlement, and he had to pay his wife a ton of money, and he lost the kids, can't see him, etc. And how maybe that is actually going on in different households or different families across the country. And is it Renee? Renee, you there?
Yes.
Is it Renee? Yes. You want to reboot or rebuke what the deadbeat dad guy had said?
I was refuting the guy earlier about not agreeing with what Trump said.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to me.
Okay. I disagree with him saying about Trump not being forceful enough and not standing with, you know, the CIA and all the other, powers that be up there who have been against him the whole time and have manufactured, like, the Steele dossier. They haven't investigated Hillary Clinton. To this day, they don't have her computers. I don't understand why he would accept more of what the FBI would say than what Putin would, because they haven't shown themselves so far to be unbiased and put an unbiased report out there that wasn't manufactured.
So I said this earlier, and I don't know if you agree with me or not. I do this every day. I'm on the air every single day, and one of the stories I hate to talk about more than any other story since the time I flipped the microphone on 25 years ago has been this story about Russia, because there's nothing to it yet, right? So we don't have the final information. There's no smoking gun, so to speak. So what you've got is you've got, you know, this guy said this, and this person said that, and these folks did this. But what did they do? Well, I guess that they somehow manufactured stories to slant an election. Well, it's the responsibility of the voters. Hello, everybody out there. It's your responsibility to figure out what's right and what's wrong. And to me, collusion means that you got into the voting box and you changed votes. That's collusion. Now, if you prove to me that Donald Trump sat down with Putin's people and did that, that's a story. That's the story. But you're not going to be able to do that because it didn't happen. That's where I am on this. You agree?
Well, they can't even prove that. That Putin's guys or even Putin was in changing any of the election results as it was.
No, he didn't. So he didn't change any of the election results. No, all they did was create stories. That's all they did. They manufactured stories, put them up on Facebook. That's the big thing that we're talking about right now. Right?
That is correct, and I don't understand all these people coming out and saying, oh, they thought he should have been harsher. Harsher on what? They haven't really established anything.
Exactly.
I mean, they
exactly.
tried it. Mueller came out, or Rosenstein came out, and they did this indictment against 12 people under Putin. Okay, but they don't really expect those people to come here, so they'll never come to trial. And I thought it was ironic that they put it out there just before he went to go visit Putin. It didn't matter what he said or what he did there. They're still going to say he didn't do it right.
It's a giant waste of time. It's a giant waste of resources. And I could not agree with you more on this one. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Las Vegas.
Nice. I love Vegas. Where are you right now? I miss Vegas. I want to go back.
Oh, I love Vegas, too. I live in the Northwest.
All right. So can I ask you what you do for a living out there in Vegas?
I'm an insurance claims adjuster.
Okay.
I'm paralegal.
Okay, because not everybody works in the casino business, right?
No.
No, I know. I'm just having a little fun with you. I'm having a little fun with you. Where are you from originally?
Where are you from? Arizona.
Arizona, okay. So it's not too far away.
Mostly Arizona.
All right. So, listen.
I've actually lived all around the West. Washington,
oh, yeah.
Arizona, and California, and Nevada last. Nevada the longest, over 30 years.
Oh, wow, okay. And from what I understand, I mean, I've lived there, but it's kind of been in a weird sort of scenario. I'll quickly tell you the story. So when I was much younger, I had a few bucks, not a lot, like $5,000 in a Jeep, and I drove across country and actually lived in the MGM Grand for about a year and a half. So I had some fun when I was a young person. But I love Vegas. Yeah, it's a good story. I'll tell you more details down the road if I get a chance. But listen, I thank you for calling back. I appreciate you being part of the show tonight, and I hope you don't be a stranger when I fill in for Wayne. And, of course, call Wayne back when he is back on Wednesday. Let's come back to my home state where Rocky wants to weigh in. Rocky in Connecticut.
Good morning. Hi, Lee. I'm a strong follower of Wayne Allyn Root. I listen to him every evening. For us in liberal country, Wayne Allyn Root is like a voice from the wilderness, you know. We love it. And you're doing a great job filling in. Hope you get the opportunity to do more of that.
Thank you, buddy.
As far as, may I mention something about the Russian collusion?
Please.
There is more collusion with the Hillary Clinton campaign. They bought a dossier from the Russian through the retired MI6. Then Trump, any evidence of Trump colluding with the Russians. But this is what they designed to get rid of Trump. They wanted it very bad to find a way to get rid of him. It's not happening. It's never going to happen. They are going completely bonkers on the left.
That's nothing new. You know that? I mean, you're from Connecticut. You know how bad it is in the state of Connecticut. You know how crazy folks are in Connecticut.
Just mentioned Senator Blumenthal and our governor. the state of Connecticut 35 years ago was the best of the union. 35 years later, thanks to the left-wing extremists leading the ship of state against. They're running it into the rock.
Rocky, I'll tell you, you sound as if you're well-informed and in very obviously into politics. So I would have to think that the left versus the right, this craziness that happens every single day, not only on CNN or MSNBC or every news outlet, every radio station, well, not everyone, not this one, but newspapers across the country. I mean, why is there so much hatred, Rock, in your mind? Why do you think there's so much division in this country?
Because this guy is disrupting their cookie jar. They had it all. They're all fixed for decades. And here comes this guy who's not of either political party, and he disrupts everything.
Right.
If you think about it, it's all about money. He's hurting. He's reawakening. The American people are realizing that they've been duped time and time again from the left and the right. That's why even the Republicans hate this guy.
Sure. Sure. You're right.
He's injuring their business.
But well, the one thing I'd like
to do something for us.
Right. Well, I hope so. I hope
Can you see any other professional politician talking to the media the way he is?
No.
Listen.
No.
The way he's talking to the media is the way we feel. Some of them really, really, really put out fake news. Some of them do. I'm sorry to say it, but that's the way it is.
Every day. Hey, Rock, listen, I got to go. I got to go to a break, but I thank you for calling in from Connecticut, my home state, and I appreciate that. We can take a break in a couple seconds, but before we do that, a reminder, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll have a chance to take a few more phone calls in the next segment if you want to weigh in. Anything and everything is up for grabs. We've been focusing, again, on Trump and Putin today, and it always seems to devolve into this left versus right. So, you know, Trump, I go back to this. What exactly did you want him to do today, right? I mean, he met with the leader of Russia. By the way, Russia's not China. Everyone's making Russia out to be the biggest, baddest cat on the block. And then when we do that, folks come out of the woodwork and say, wait a second, no, Russia, they shouldn't elevate Putin to this level. Listen, we all know what Russia is. They're not our biggest enemy in the... Listen, they have the most nukes, but it's China. That's the one that we need to keep an eye on. It's a good thing that Trump met with Putin today. It's a good thing they talked about some things. Hopefully they can work out more in the future. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. War now, coming up in just a bit more. Your phone calls, bottom of the hour, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. It's Lee Elsey filling in for Wayne Allen Root on War Now.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me on a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention. Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now.
Balance.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
One of you knows that. I've started to run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the first time in your life, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men when the popular pills fail. This remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, there's no medication, and there is no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance, can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info and speak to our friends at Swiss Wave.
All right, we're back. The most caller-friendly show in America. I know you're looking for Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be back on Wednesday. And again, my name is Lee Elsie filling in. If you want to reach me, you, of course, can call 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. LeeElsieRadio @gmail.com. Earlier on in the show, sort of gave you a little background. If you're just tuning in, maybe I should do that again, sort of to just remind you who exactly I am. I mean, I'm broadcasting from Connecticut, right in the middle of Boston and New York. And I've been in radio for 25-plus years, been doing talk radio for almost 15, played a couple of years of minor league baseball for the Cardinals, bounced around, played in Europe, played in Australia, played in Alaska, all kind of cool stuff. And eventually made my way, actually, to New York, where I was an actor for a number of years, was on a couple of soaps, and actually got a tiny role in shows like The Sopranos and things like that, things that were, you know, you would miss me if you blinked, but it was kind of fun stuff, and eventually made it back to my love, which is radio. I've always loved, even when I first cracked the mic 25 years ago, I always fell in love with radio. So I'm just honored and happy to be back here and filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root tonight on USA Radio Network. And we'll do this again tomorrow night. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. It's kind of neat for me being here in Connecticut. And again, if I had an adopted hometown, it would be Las Vegas. And getting some calls tonight from Las Vegas. And I'm just thinking about people on Las Vegas Boulevard kind of just sitting there in traffic and traffic jams, wanting to talk about different things, wanting to sort of, you know, figure it out. I know Vegas, so you may not know. I mean, I'm not Vegas like Wayne is Vegas now, but I do know Vegas. So if there's something in your own hometown you want to talk about, feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call, 833-4-TALK. Interesting comment we got through Twitter. Larry Patrick writes in. He says, where the heck was Big Bad Obama when Putin took Crimea? He petered out. He apologized all over the world. He handed out pamphlets every time he was going to bomb ISIS. There's a name for Obama that's not Trump, and it's bombing an airfield. And you know what? That is another part of this equation that we haven't even touched on tonight, right? You don't see a lot of this ugliness that's going on with ISIS, etc. You've got that thing beat. He actually did a fantastic job doing that. Mike out in Connecticut, real quick, because we're going to run up against an update, but you're up.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, just I've been catching the show, and it's a good program filling in for Wayne. And earlier a gentleman had called about the Middle East and how things have calmed down. I cannot say the same thing and ride on that guy's coattails. The things in the Middle East, finally, our military, they've been able to do what they were trained to do, the women and men. And like the gentleman said, that there's been no, I mean, obviously we don't know, something could change tomorrow, but basically we've not seen these gruesome sights or hearing about these things on the news week after week, month after month, hostages being taken over there. So this is showing you have a president in a position of strength, and he's exercised that strength. And he basically put the hammer down and said, no more messing around with us or the people, the innocent people over there.
Mike, I tell you, you know, you do what you really want to, in other words, what you want to do. And Trump wanted to put an end to ISIS. Obama apparently did not. I mean, it was a lot of talk and no action. Mike, I wish we had more time. Please call back tomorrow because I'm out of time. I got to get to the bottom of the hour. I know you're a great caller. You call my morning show all the time, so we'd love to hear from you certainly tomorrow night. But we are out of time. Heartbreak at the bottom of the hour. Please, 833-WAR-TALK. We do have a guest coming up, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. He's right there smack dab in the middle of the swamp in Capitol. Well, in the Capitol at the Washington. We talk to him once a week on my morning show. We're going to bring him on in just a couple of seconds from the Heritage Foundation. Tommy Binion next. You're listening to War Now.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
War Now!
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently aboard Air Force One and expected to land in Washington, D.C. right around 9:30 Eastern Time tonight. Earlier today, the president did meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, after that meeting, Putin sat down with Fox News' Chris Wallace and was again asked about Russia meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
People are talking about the purported interference of Russia with the election process in the United States. I've mentioned this in 2016, and I want to say it now again. And I really wish for your American listeners to listen to what I say. First of all, Russia, as a state, has never interfered with the internal affairs of the United States, let alone its elections.
Senator Rand Paul said he's worried about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's views on government surveillance programs, raising a potential snag in the closely divided confirmation battle. This is USA Radio News.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, I am your warrior tonight. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, this is USA Radio, Wayne Allen Root War Now. I am filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back on Wednesday. We have a very special guest joining us right now, Tommy Binion, from the Heritage Foundation, as I said earlier. He is right there, smack dab in the middle of the swamp down there on Capitol Hill. Tommy, good afternoon, good evening. Well, I guess afternoon in Vegas, afternoon on the West Coast, evening here on the East Coast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's evening here. It's the middle of the night in Helsinki. It's afternoon where you are, but it's the modern times, and we can all communicate. I'm doing great.
Isn't that nice? So listen, I got a lot to talk to you about, and we only got a little bit of time because you're great at breaking some of this stuff down. Now, off the air, you were telling me you're a bit disappointed with the response from Donald Trump today. So can you explain that to everybody?
Well, I'm disappointed with two things. Obviously, the press conference was a disappointment. The president failed to, in my view, stand up to President Putin about what I think is fairly close to unanimously agreed upon, which is that Russians meddled in our election. Now, it's not agreed upon that they affected the outcome. They certainly didn't hack voting booths or anything like that, but they, they were putting out stories, and they hacked John Podesta's emails and this kind of stuff. And the president, our president, failed to point that out crystal clear. But I'm equally, if not more, disappointed in the ridiculous reaction from the national establishment media on TV and on Twitter, and prominent Republicans sort of piling on the president. Democrats, John Brennan, said it was treason and he should be impeached for it. That is an absurd reaction. I think what the president did is more closely linked to perhaps a political gaffe or something like that. He stuck his foot in his mouth a little bit. He certainly did not commit treason. And by the way, something that's not going to show up on your Twitter feed tonight is that this president, his administration, is the toughest against Russia than any that came before him.
Right.
One mistake in a press conference does not undo that. This reaction's absurd.
All right, let me ask you this, because I have not been an apologist for Trump. I mean, it has taken me a long time to get to where I am. I started out with, I was, 40% in his corner, then 60. Now I'm probably a good 85% in Trump's corner on most things. I accept some of the crazy things that he does, and it is what he is, and we've kind of forged forward. But, if he challenges Putin today, Putin ends up doing what he's been doing since the beginning, which is, I have no knowledge of that. I will look into it. Blah, blah, blah. We didn't do it as a government. And, then where do you, where are you? You're trying to make a deal. You're trying to negotiate here some kind of a deal with another superpower. Would that just be throwing a monkey wrench into what he's trying to ultimately do?
I see what you're saying, that essentially right there next to President Putin, President Trump didn't want to undermine the spirit of the summit, undermine the progress that
right.
they had made today. But I think that ultimately the subject matter is a question of truth. All great relationships are built on truth. Friendships, all the way up to diplomatic relationships between the U.S. president and the Russian president. And I don't think that President Trump can ignore, even in that press conference in front of Vladimir Putin, that there was Russian meddling in the election in 2016, and it's ongoing in 2018. This is a fact that our intelligence community agrees upon. So I see what you're saying. Like, what should he have done? Should he have called the guy a liar and walked
right.
away from the press conference? Certainly not. But if you're going to establish diplomatic relationships that are positive, they've got to be based on the truth. And when a power as influential as Russia tries to undermine our system of democracy like that, to ignore it, I don't think is a positive step forward. But that being said, he followed, I think, what is a reasonable instinct, which is the same one that you're following, which is, we're trying to build relationships here. We've got nuclear weapons pointed at each other. Let's not spit on each other's shoes here at the press conference, and that makes a little bit of sense, too.
We're talking to Tommy Binion, Director of Congressional and Executive Branch Relations, Heritage Foundation, and it's always a pleasure to get a chance to chat with him about different things going on in Washington and beyond. So let me move really quick, because I wanted to get your impression of Strzok and that colossal 12-hour, I want to say just back and forth exchange of chaos. What'd you make of all that?
Well, I think it's weird how partisan viewpoints set in and congeal so hard. Here's a guy whose bias is plain to see. Okay, nobody could deny that he's biased. You can read those text messages and you can see here's an FBI agent who doesn't like President Trump. That's not any thinking person who's read the text messages can see that. He's there denying his bias. And out of instinct, the Democrats are defending him. At one point, Louie Gohmert did something I thought was amazing, which is, you know, he asked him if he had that sort of same smirk when he was lying to his wife as he was cheating on her with Lisa Page, and the Democrats went nuts. They just instinctively defend the indefensible because this guy's on their side. So I thought that was the most fascinating aspect of the hearing, is that there were no facts agreed upon by both parties. The Republicans were there accusing of a bias, and no matter what, the Democrats were going to defend him. They appeared to, in that clip, defend him for cheating on his wife. If you're a Democrat, they're going to defend you no matter what. And that was really fascinating. But I think the takeaway for the American people who didn't have 12 hours to watch was either, one, that the theater was comical, and you know, that if Congress is good for anything, it's good for comical theater, or two, that there is and was and clearly exists bias at the FBI and certainly in the Mueller special counsel's investigation. There's bias against Trump, and if we don't know that now, that there's a ruling class that lives in Washington and it hates the president, I don't know what we do now.
No, I agree. And I'll tell you, I'd like to ask those congressional folks on the left if they would be willing to put their life on the line and have somebody investigate them in a criminal charge if they knew there was extreme bias against them. And the answer would be absolutely not. And to say that there wasn't extreme bias coming from him is absolutely crazy. I mean, you just don't hate someone in a text message exchange like that and not, it doesn't slant your judgment. It has to. There's no way around it. It's just impossible. Let's move really quick because I know we're going to run out of time very quickly, and I wanted to get to a couple other things. Really quick, NATO, your takeaway from NATO.
Well, you know, again, I think the mainstream media isn't feeding us the truth on this. The U.S. spends something like 3.5% of its GDP on defense. Our allies, on average, spend something like 1.25%, 1.5% of their GDP on defense. The allies I'm speaking about, they're all in Europe and Western Europe and much closer to what is a geopolitical foe in Russia, ostensibly. Why NATO exists, protection against Russia. Yep. Our allies are not pulling their weight, and President Trump said so. And, you know, those are facts and evidence. How much we spend on defense is a fact. We're lapping the field, and our allies should be pulling more of their weight.
They actually owe us $107 billion. They should pony up $107 billion more a year to make this even.
Right. And this is the thing. The president calls out Germany for this in front of Merkel, and the media goes nuts. It's wall to wall. Trump screwed up. He stood up to a world leader in person. He called her out. This is uncomfortable, right? The media goes nuts. A week later, he doesn't call Putin out, and what does the media do? They go nuts.
Right.
The guy can't win. You know, I disagree with what he did in his press conference today, but. No matter what, we're going to get an over-the-top reaction from the media. And NATO was no different. And I think the president, by the way, is doing really great work on that. He made the same pitch a year ago, and all of them increased their defense spending. Now, they didn't get to the 2% that he wants, which is why he's still going this year. But every one of them increased their spending year over year, some of them dramatically. And that's thanks to the pitch he made to the same tune last year. And that's often not a story we're going to get from the media, because it's one that Trump is having success, and they're not going to tell us that truth.
We have Tommy Binion with us, Director of Congressional and Executive Branch Relations for the Heritage Foundation. He's on Capitol Hill right now, and I know we're going to run out of time before we give you a chance to really dig into it, but in 90 seconds or less, can you tell me your thoughts as far as the Supreme Court nomination from Donald Trump?
Well, I think that Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed. He's exceedingly qualified He will rule based on a strict adherence to the Constitution, which is all we can ask. I don't think we should be asking our judges how they would rule on specific issues. I think we should be asking our judges what is the approach he or she will take, and the approach that Kavanaugh will take is what does the law say and what does the Constitution say. And unfortunately, we've got four liberal justices on the Supreme Court that take a different approach. They ask first what their personal opinion is, what their partisan ideology is, and then they try to figure out if they can squeeze it into the law. Kavanaugh won't do that. Different. Let's defend him.
Tommy Binion, listen, I thank you for giving up a little bit of your evening this evening. I appreciate the time again. Director of Congressional Executive Branch Relations for the Heritage Foundation. You can go to heritage.org to find out more info. Tommy, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right, buddy. All right, pal. I appreciate that. USA Radio, that's what you're listening to right now. You may be waiting for the golden vocal tones of Wayne Allyn Root. He'll be back on Wednesday, so I get a chance to spend some more time with you. One more segment. I can't believe how fast this is gone. It's flying by. I'd love to hear from you in the last segment. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Reach out to me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Again, this is Lee Elsey filling in for Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I am back. I am Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. War Now again. He'll be back on Wednesday, just a reminder, and I want to thank him for giving me the opportunity to sit in the big chair and talk across the entire country, everywhere from the left coast to the right coast, to the left coast being left-leaning, to the right coast being left-leaning, and everywhere in between. Again, our number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you want to talk to yours truly, I would love to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. You know, there's a story blowing up, and maybe we can get to this a little bit more tomorrow, because I only really got a chance to look at a little bit of it. But you know about socialists. Actually, Wayne just tweeted about this, so I don't know what he's doing on his day off, but he should be doing something else than tweeting. Anyway, socialist Alexandria Cortez, of course, who just won a big election, big upset. She was talking on a show, and she was asked about what's going on in Palestine and the occupation of Palestine, and she stepped on her tongue over and over again. And what's interesting is these folks who pretend to know it all know nothing, right? They know nothing. This is a woman who wanted to go out of her way to make a point on something where she said, I also think that what people are stating to see, are starting to see, at least with the occupation of Palestine, is the increasing crisis of humanitarian condition, and that to me is where I tend to come from on this issue. Then she was asked a question to sort of go up on that, and she didn't know, like, she had no clue, nothing. She had nothing to answer the follow-up question. In other words, she knew absolutely diddly about what she was talking about, so she stuck her foot directly in her mouth. Some folks are saying that's the end of her political career. My answer to that would be probably not, because more often than not, people don't pay attention to those kinds of things. She'll go on a press conference tomorrow and say this, that, and the other. Someone will school her, and this is what I wanted to say, and I didn't get the opportunity, and blah, 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 and all of a sudden it'll come up. She'll be smelling like roses. So those of you who say it's the end of her political career, I beg to differ. I'm sorry to say that I think the socialism will continue to live inside the Democrat Party, which, again, is mind-blowing to me. Think about how great this country is. Think about how magnificent the United States of America is. What we've accomplished in 242 years, right?
the things that we've done, the achievements that we've made. It's not because of, it's because of capitalism we've achieved this. Socialism breeds mediocrity. That's what it does. If you're a socialist, you basically say, well, somebody else will do it. If I don't do it, it'll happen. Somebody else will do it. We all get the same amount of money. We all get the same piece of bread. We all live in the same kind of house. So, why do I bother with it? Well, capitalism breeds excellence. That's what it does. That's why we float. That's why we went to the moon. That's why we're the biggest, baddest guy on the block. Because we demand excellence from people. And that's a big part of capitalism. And that's what I think these young millennials miss. You don't understand that. That is what makes America great. That's part of it. The fact that, you know, if you work hard and you bust your butt from morning to night on whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish in your life, you'll be given that opportunity to succeed. It doesn't matter what color you are, by the way. It doesn't matter what your sexual preference is. You can make it great in the United States of America because we're living in a capitalist society. That is what it's all about. And these millennials don't get that. They don't understand that. And a comment by Ocasio like this is just another uninformed comment about something she knows nothing about, trying to sound intelligent on an issue that she knows nothing about, which is the sign of being stupid, right? The key to being smart is shutting up. If you don't know something, shut up. Be quiet. Don't take it to the limit because someone eventually is going to call you out on it. It's like playing cards. You got a pair of deuces. And you keep bluffing and you keep bluffing and you keep bluffing because you really don't know what the heck you're talking about. And then sooner or later somebody calls. Let me see what you got. I got nothing. I got nothing. And that's what happened to her today. She's got nothing. But she'll be protected. They'll, you know, circle the wagons around her because she's young, she's pretty, she's the new look of the Socialist Democratic Party. And my belief is that she'll probably rebound from this and come out again smelling like roses. Hey, one other thing before we run out of time real quick. This whole, I know this is a Hollywood thing, maybe we can talk about this a little bit tomorrow too, but Scarlett Johansson was dropped out of that movie. She was going to play a transgender man. So I'm an actor by trade, that's part of my gig. And did somewhere along the line, the left, did they decide that acting now, there's no more actors, right? So now you have to be, I mean, it's all real life stuff, it's all reality television, that's the decision by the left? Anyway, that's something maybe we can get into more. I want to thank the great techs on both sides, Dallas and here in Connecticut. Again, I can't thank you guys enough for doing what you did, Chris, and, of course, our main guy here, Mark, making it happen. We wouldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without you guys. All the folks over at USA Radio Network, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Again, I can't thank Wayne Allen Root for giving me this opportunity. You guys have a fantastic night. Once again, tomorrow I'll be right back here. Hope you guys can call in tomorrow night. We can blow the phone lines up. We'll have a couple of great guests in store for you. Wayne will return on Wednesday. Enjoy your Monday. Thank you very much for listening. USA Radio Network and War Now. We'll see you.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an...
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.